Life Audio.
Welcome to the Crosswalk Devotional. We're so glad to have you listening. I'm Lynette Kittle, and today's topic is, Am I the World's Worst Sinner? We'll be right back after a brief message from our sponsor.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Am I the World's Worst Sinner? Written and read by Lynette Kittle. Here is a trustworthy saying that deserves full acceptance. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the worst. 1 Timothy 1:15. When we think of the Apostle Paul, we think of a saint. Yet, in his own words, he counted himself the worst sinner. But how is that possible? Because Paul wrote much of the New Testament. Paul, more than most of us, had an understanding of what it means to be a sinner. He didn't look at others around him and feel better about himself. He recognized the depth of sin that was born within him. And each one of us is so deep that, without a Savior, sin taints our blood to the point of eternal death. He understood that there is no difference between a little sinner and a big sinner. Without Jesus, all sin leads to the same destructive destination. It's easy to look at others and feel like we're doing better overall, but with this type of attitude can come pride and haughtiness. Proverbs 16:18 explains how pride goes before destruction, a haughty spirit before a fall. 2 Corinthians 13:5 urges us to examine yourself to see whether you are in the faith. Test yourselves. Do you not realize that Christ Jesus is in you? Unless, of course, you fail the test. Sometimes we decide how we're doing compared to another person, rather than looking at God's word to see how we're doing in life. Often, if we do, we'll discover areas of our lives where we are off track in following God's ways. So many people today, some Christians included, are living their lives based on how well or poorly others seem to be doing. With social media's daily updates, many individuals are comparing their lives to the lives of others to see if they are succeeding or what they need to do next to get ahead in life. But as believers in Jesus Christ, we don't want to follow the world's leading, but look to God for our future. 1 John 2:15 warns, "Do not love the world or anything in the world. If anyone loves the world, love for the Father is not in them." As well, Paul in Romans 12:2 urges, "Do not be conformed to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will." Being conformed to the world can be so gradual in our lives that we don't recognize what direction we may be taking in life. Before long, we can be off course without really knowing what's taking place. When it comes to faith, we don't just stay in one place. We are either growing steadily in it or we're slowly slipping back into worldly patterns and thinking without realizing it. So how do we keep the world at bay? Paul states, I press on towards the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. Philippians 3:14. As James 1:27 explains, religion that God our Father accepts as pure and faultless is this, to look after orphans and widows in their distress and to keep oneself from being polluted by the world. Like Paul, we want to remember that our sin can so easily lead us astray. Because it can, we don't want to lose sight of where our salvation lies and where our power to resist sin comes from. Romans 5:21 explains, so that, just as sin reigned in death, so also grace might reign through righteousness to bring eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. We are set free from its power, as Romans 6:14 describes, for sin shall no longer be your master, because you are not under the law, but under grace. Intersecting faith and life. Are you comparing yourself to how most people in the world are living their lives for direction in your own life? If so, look to God's Word to see where you are in your faith. Ask Him to examine your heart and show you any areas where you've unknowingly wandered off track. Further reading. Receiving Grace and Truth Through Jesus Christ.
The Crosswalk Devotional is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Hey friends, Nicole Eunice here from the How to Study the Bible podcast. I want to invite you to experience a fresh look at the story of Joseph and what it means for you today. Life can totally throw us for a loop, whether it's your family or your marriage, work, church, or something else entirely. Maybe you have found yourself in a season that you never would have expected and that you certainly wouldn't have signed up for. In this 6-week Bible study together, we're going to talk about the biblical story of Joseph, a man who lived an unexpected life and trusted God through it all. We'll talk about the blessings he experienced, the promises God keeps, the way that tests of our character can actually refine our faith. We'll talk about patience. We'll talk about loss. Absolutely talk about redemption. So come join us for the 6-week series over on the How to Study the Bible podcast. Can't wait to dive in with you.